Are your testimonials giving you any indication about how you are improving people's lives? Maybe your products are improving your customer's life in ways you didn't actually expect. You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to scale your solo business so you can earn more while working less. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a weekly email newsletter where we share business tips and helpful resources for solo business owners. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to receive a free marketing ebook. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 85 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. In today's episode, I'll be sharing how customer testimonials can help improve your marketing. One of the biggest marketing mistakes I see a lot of business owners make is promoting all the aspects of their business that's important to them instead of using marketing as an opportunity to share what could be important about your products from the customer's perspective. For example, let's just say you sell clothing and you're constantly promoting how affordable it is. What if price wasn't a concern for your customer and they were instead just looking for clothing that fit well and was good quality? If this was the case, you'd probably be turning potential customers off by promoting affordability because this could make your product come off as cheap from the customer's perspective. We need to market our businesses in ways that are appealing to our customers, but in order to do this, we have to understand what our customers want to see from us. We can learn what our customer values by analyzing customer testimonials. Here are two ways to analyze customer testimonials and some strategies you can use with this information to improve your marketing. Here's the first strategy. Can you read a testimonial and get any indication about how your customers felt after engaging with your business? How are you making people feel? Are you making people feel increased confidence? Are they feeling a sense of relief after shopping with you? Have you helped them to feel some sort of feeling of happiness or joy? If you're making your customers feel something and it was significant enough for them to mention in a review, this tells you that there was something about that feeling that really resonated with your customer. And chances are there are more people who want to feel this too. You should strive to make your customers feel something similar when they see your marketing. So the way you're making your customer feel when they're with you is the way you should be striving to make your customers feel when they see you on social media or in an ad or anywhere else where you're marketing your business. Have you ever watched a commercial and felt something? Well, if you've ever watched a commercial and felt just a sense of just something inside, this wasn't by mistake. Big businesses have marketing teams that actually specialize in creating ads that result in getting an emotional response from viewers. And so understanding what your customers feel when they're with you, when they shop with you, when they're happy with your services, that tells you a lot about what the customer wants to feel, if it's important enough for them to mention in a review. And so then you know what you can do to continue to make them feel that again and again and again through your marketing. The second way you can analyze customer testimonials is to think about this. Are your testimonials giving you any indication about how you are improving people's lives? Maybe your products are improving your customer's life in ways you didn't actually expect. You know, a lot of times the results we get for people aren't even the intended results we had on our mind. Isn't it so interesting when our customers say, "Oh my gosh, I experienced this when I worked with you," and you think, "Wow, like I didn't even know that I was impacting people in this way." A lot of times it's hard to really understand what you're really doing for people and how you're improving their life until you just ask them what their experience was. Did your customer mention that you got them any results? What value did you offer from your customer's perspective? Understanding the benefits of your products or services from your customer's perspective tells you exactly what to promote about your business. Your marketing should scream, "I know what my customer wants and what is important to them. I know what my customer wants to feel when they're with me. I know what my customer sees as valuable about my business from their perspective." Customer testimonials or product reviews can certainly be tools to help us figure out how to improve our business from an operational standpoint, but beyond that, we can analyze reviews to learn how to make our marketing more customer focused. Testimonials can help us improve our marketing if we look at them through the right lens. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If anything from this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. You're also welcome to DM me on Instagram at Solopreneur Hustle and share anything that resonated with you here in today's episode. I would actually love to hear from you. So DM me or tag us on Instagram. I hope you have a great week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.